good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Today is, never mind, will be, you've missed much of what has been an excellent day so far. So if you'd like to not lead with your chin, you can go to DougStephan.com and in the audio highlights section, you will see a number of things that have been on the air in the last week or so. But also you can download all of the hours from today. We're talking a lot about cell phones today, and that brings us around to one of the things that's a mainstay of our program, keeping you fit and healthy. Sticking a cell phone in your ear, not a great idea. Did you see the thing yesterday, actually, Richie, Jennifer, Roberta, of the list of things that people have swallowed and doctors have removed?
Yeah,
from
just
around on the internet. Cell phones.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that, come on, how do you swallow a cell phone? How do you do that?
They just look so good.
Yeah.
Yum. Yeah, right, put a little ketchup on. It's delicious.
Andrea Metcalf, who is one of our favorites, is here. She is the fitness person. We refer often to people like that. I don't know why we do that as a guru. She's a fitness guru. And I think
you
overuse
Andrea's new Twitter picture profile.
Oh, really?
Profile picture.
And you should see her on my TV all the time, Andrea, with your TV commercial. I see you all the time, and I'm like, I know her. Hi. And I wave at you.
But she's selling that. Is it butter? What are you selling? I forgot.
Not butter. She's selling vitamins.
Oh, vitamins.
Energy.
That's right, too. What is it?
I'm selling how to get more out of life with the, you know, by taking a multivitamin.
Yeah.
I almost tweeted you the other day going, oh, my God. But, you know, then I did it because I didn't want to be a groupie. I didn't want to be that girl.
Is that what happens when you're a groupie? Last week on the trip to Israel, Andrea asked me as I went on the air with her whether I had a good trip or not. I had a wonderful trip. And I got to meet a couple of people that a lot of people know, and we became friends. One of them is the actor Greg Grunberg, and the other one is actress Mary Lynn Ricecott. So by mentioning their names, have I fallen into that trap of being a groupie? I don't think so.
Well, falling, no, but tripping over the names you're dropping.
Yeah.
I became a name dropper.
They were as impressed with me.
Oh, I bet.
Under the circumstances.
And who were those other guys from the CW you were with?
Sean Austin,
and Justin. Yeah.
Oh, good, good right. Boy. See, all right.
It. All right, but nobody's as important at the moment as Andrea Metcalf. She is the star. She is in charge of the Doug Stephan Boot Camp. And a number of things that get put forth from Andrea's perspective. We have, as a matter of fact, this week, five things on our website. We've used, this is a good thing about Facebook and Twitter, you can repurpose important information so more people will see it. And so Andrea has five things that your personal trainer ought not ever ever ask you to do. So if your trainer is asking you to do any of these things, you ship them to Siberia and find a new one. Right?
Well, within reason. Within reason. It's funny. I was telling Rich before
this
we went.
Season, what would you pick for your food?
Oh, goodness. I have the Doug Stephan show coming on.
I picked my nose.
What on earth was that?
That's Andrea. One of the things about Andrea is she's a multitasker and has multimedia in front of her. So she's flipping around. I can hear her on the keyboard, and she's doing this and that.
She's attacking that keyboard, that poor keyboard.
Right. And it's just now told you that it's had enough, and you better cut it out, or it's going to go bananas on you. All right. So you have it under control?
Yeah, I think we got it figured out.
All right.
That scared me when that happened.
All right.
So five things that your trainer should never even do. The first thing is you shouldn't be doing stuff in the circus. So although there's a big group out there called CrossFit, and they do things safely, they should never ask you to stand on a ball. You're not a seal. Really think about the progressions that go on before someone asks you to start doing a lot of crazy balance things. And, you know, there's a lot of great things out there for balance, like Bosu's and Dynadiscs. So use the proper thing when you're challenging balance. And on those circus exercises, if there's something you're not comfortable with, just tell them and ask them, what's the purpose? And is there a better exercise for me? Another thing your trainer should never do is the same routine for you as the person before you. Even in group training, there should be individual things that each of you have differently because nobody's the same. They should be giving you a posture assessment right away in the beginning when you meet them. And, you know, it should be tailored specific to your needs.
But how do you know that? If you've never had any real training, how do you, as the trainee, know the trainer is doing what you need?
Very good question.
Thank you.
Every trainer should start with an assessment when they meet you. They should watch you walk. They should see how your body is aligned. And they should base that routine off of your physical alignment.
How do they do that? Boom, chicka, bow, bow.
How do you know that they're doing that? You ask them.
Kidding.
Oh, they're not just checking you out.
No, okay.
You should ask them, what specific things do you think I need to work on? And they should be able to go through a list of them with you.
Huh. All right, so what would you, knowing Richie and me and Roberta and Jennifer, do you want to give us a place to start? Would you suggest, all of us have worked with trainers, I think some more than others, but where's a good place to start? Because you said it's different with everybody.
Well, I think you start by looking in the mirror to see if your shoulders are even, if your feet point forward, if your hips are rotated one more to the right or to the left. You could probably find a lot of these assessments in my book, Naked Fitness, that use them to help you develop your own routine and make sure you're moving in the right direction.
All right. So there's a good plug for Naked Fitness, which is one of the books that Andrea has written. It's a 28-day proven weight loss program for a slimmer, fitter, pain-free body, Naked Fitness. Yeah, you can check that out at nakedfitness.com. We'll continue with Andrea as we try to present a list of things that will help you find the trainer, get yourself started on the right foot, and by telling you what ought not to be done, you get an idea of what ought to be done. 14
That's
after
right.
the hour on Good Day.
Buy your book at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more. Only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be before the valid item purchase. Exclusion of 24 hours or banned with Toys R Us details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Buy your book at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Okay. Hey, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out tablets, digital SLR cameras.
Spinning dots?
No, laptops. And e-readers like the new Kindle Fire for just $1.99. Gifts for less. Now, who's with me?
Get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Offer in-store only. Prices go through 12/17.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, our conversation with Andrea Metcalf about the things you need to not do with the new trainers. So we're going through that list. All right, madame, please continue.
Yeah, the other two things I want to talk about is if they're having you do something that causes any kind of joint pain means that something's wrong. So if there's an exercise that you feel in your knees, in your back, in your shoulder, you need to ask them to have you stop, tell them that you're in pain, and find an alternate exercise. Because
all right. So let's have an example of that. I just did my push-ups.
Okay.
And it doesn't always happen, but I wonder how many of you feel the same thing. On my left side, where I've always had trouble with my rotator cuff, I got to 28 or 29, and I stopped. And sometimes I go more, and sometimes I go less. But I can feel, even when I move my arm around right now, I can feel it. So
right. Well,
does that mean I'm doing it wrong?
Terrible exercise if you have any kind of rotator cuff issues. You can do chest flies to work on the pecs. You work on tricep pull downs to work on the triceps. Those are the two main muscle groups you're going to
have a machine. You got to have a machine. You got to go somewhere to do that. You can. All you need for a push up is a floor.
All you need for a chest fly is a gallon of milk. Lay on your back and raise your arm out to the side and bring it over your chest.
You don't have any milk around, do you, Doug?
Probably not. No, it's probably. There's a real shortage of milk here.
Well, you could use Charlotte.
Yeah, like you use Miss Piggy.
You know,
it's a beautiful picture.
Actually a good point. I work out with my kids, literally, with my kids quite a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter only weighs 30 pounds, but my son is, 60 pounds now.
Yeah.
And he'll jump in bed, and I'll sit there, and I'll do
bench press.
Bench press him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll bench press him 30 times or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's there. You know?
Hell of a man, Rich.
No, it's just, it's fun.
There's a picture of Andrea that's great if you go to her website of her with her bulldog doing the exercise. That is a great, great picture. So there's the idea. That's how you keep the imagery in your mind, looking at pictures like that. Okay, so we have one more item not to do.
One more thing. If the only focus on one body part and you're not training for a competition of bodybuilding, every time you meet your trainer, they should be addressing your whole body, upper body, lower body. And I think that's probably one of the biggest mistakes most men make with their workouts,
right,
is that they think they need to do a chest day and a leg day. And really, you should be incorporating total body, especially if you don't have a lot of time. And if you're not spending 90 minutes, 2 hours at a gym, you really should be doing a quick 30-minute full-body strength training routine with combination moves that also challenge your balance and challenge the different planes of movement, front, back, and rotational.
Uh-huh. How often do you strength, or how often should you strength train?
You should try and get it in 3 to 5 times a week. If you're sore the next day, you should stretch and do cardio and light weight lifting. But, I mean, I do it every day. I try and do some type of strength training every single day.
Yeah. Well, it's good. You didn't start that way, but you've been doing this for years and years and years and years and years, so you know how that works. So if you're starting, the idea here is for those of you that are just getting started to take the advice that Andrea gives you, the 5 things you ought not to do, keep those in mind. And that list is available online at AndreaMetcalf.com or where is
It's on NativeFitness.com. It's on my blogs.
Yeah.
And then, just a note in the news, Northwestern University study found 4 limbed fish that walk underwater. So don't forget that even fish are doing it now. Walking's really good for you.
Nowhere else will you hear that, ladies and gentlemen. Andrea Metcalf on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
We have a little music here, 40, 50 seconds of pop songs or things that come from television shows of note. Last night's X Factor, Marcus and Chris and Melanie. It's not Melanie, it's Melaine, isn't it? Is that her name?
No, it's Melanie.
It is Melanie? Josh. This is Marcus Canty singing a Wham song, Careless Whisper. We'll find out after we listen to this for a bit what Simon thinks of the performance. Verdicts. Jennifer, you like this?
I think I do, actually.
Yeah, Richie, you like this?
He definitely, as they like to say, made it his own. It's, for a Wham song, I think he did a pretty good job. Yeah.
Roberta, you like this?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. Sounds current.
Not bad.
All right, so all of us think this is A-OK.
Sounds different.
Different, okay. Here is Simon with his review.
Marcus, you know, I've really got to know you. I like you. I respect the fact that you've come bouncing back week after week. You haven't sulked. But I've got to be honest with you. That was horrific. The song was absolutely wrong. The grotesque performance, which was like being in a Vegas show in 1983 with confetti. Marcus, honestly, not your fault, but this was a joke.
No, that's really rude.
And you deserve better than that. And seriously, LA, that was as bad as I've ever seen.
No, it wasn't.
Wow. There you go. So you see, Simon,
that's the second time he's attacked LA.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, this is what we want out of Simon, though. Simon being nice isn't what made him popular on American Idol. It isn't. So you can say it speaks to the dark, and Doug, you're always so positive and upbeat. Why do you want Simon to be an a-hole? That's kind of what people expect of him.
If people don't want him to be mean, they want him to be honest.
He wasn't mean there.
Being honesty.
Yeah, well, how do you? Some people confuse. You think you'd get a universal definition, Richie, of what it means to be honest versus what it means to be mean?
The reason people watch Simon is because everybody else is like, that was great, you're wonderful, and he's like, are you kidding?
Yeah, exactly. They all want to boo. Like me. The only reason I don't know who's going to do it is because I want a boo.
Yeah, people do love a villain.
A boo.
Yeah.
Mm. Boo. A
boo. Boo. Boo you.
Right. So does that mean I need to change and become more like Michael Savage? What does that mean? People like me better.
You could offer me $1 million to quit. Something.
That's an idea.
No.
Okay. I was doing a little research here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I had made mention before of something that we had at DougSteffen.com, and I had seen it, but I couldn't remember. I couldn't put my finger on where I'd seen it. And then I had a duh moment. The story about scientists believing that there are large regions on Mars underground where life can exist. Pretty cool, right? Some scientists are believing we've had all of this stuff lately. You've noticed that how December has been full of information about there's this new planet, average temperature is 72 degrees, 600 light years away, just like Earth, et cetera, et cetera. And then we have this stuff, because there are people who have thought that Mars at one point in time in the history of our galaxy or our solar system was just like the Earth.
Hmm.
And so now the Australian National University has determined that large regions under the surface of Mars may contain enough water, comfortable temperatures for life like Earth. In other words, the microbial life where Earth sort of started to be able to take place. So, look out. We're going to all be moving to Mars pretty soon. We're going to need to because we don't have enough room here for everybody. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, soon you'll never have to run for the remote to turn down an obnoxiously loud commercial. The FCC passed the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation Act, which will require commercials to maintain the same volume as what you were previously listening to. The law takes effect December next year. In other news, there are a bunch of options for storing your files in the cloud, and Microsoft's newest promotion is the biggest yet. If you're an iOS user, Microsoft's SkyDrive app will let you store up to 25 gigabytes of music, documents, and files and sync them across devices for free. And finally, according to the Washington Post, federal investigators are looking into allegations that Carrier IQ software tracks user activity on over 150 million cell phones. The FBI has refused to confirm or deny whether they used the data themselves. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max, like an Epson Inkjet Artisan 730 printer and Kindle keyboard for one ultra-low price of $199.99! Hurry now and get Gifts for Less at an Office Max near you!
Gifts for Less at Office Max.
Prices good for 12/17, in-store only. See store for details.
It's the holidays at Old Navy Funimations Inc. and our Old Navy deal grabber is grabbing a special weekend wonder. I wonder what he'll pick up this time. Oh, he got one. Jingle Bell. The deal grabber's grabbed a Jingle Jammies weekend wonder. All the snuggliest, buggliest jammies are just $7. And boy, do they go great with pancakes and a cup of cocoa. But this snuggly gift deal is only Saturday and Sunday. At Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Select styles only while supplies last.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nice to have you on for the ride. I'm just actually doing a little research here as we go through the bottom of the hour. I'm looking at the Christmas cards that I've gotten already, and I found myself not recognizing some of the people who sent me cards. Names. Love from. I just looked at a card from somebody. They listed the husband, wife's name, and the two children. I have the slightest idea who they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Can you give us their name?
Lisa, Paul, Ian, and it's not Ian, that Ian.
Ian, you're Ian.
Oh. Whatever. However it is, it is. Richie, let's do some good news here. I am in the mood. Well, everybody in the mood. Roberta, you in the mood for some good news?
Yes, I am, Doug.
How about you, Jennifer? You'd like to have some good news?
Absolutely.
Richie likes some good news, so here we go. All good Christmas stories to help us stay sort of focused on the season in Iowa. Not only are they getting ready for the Iowa straw poll or whatever it is, the caucuses, but there's an anonymous woman who walked into the main building. This story, by the way, all these stories are at DougStefan.com. She walks into City Hall. She pays her water bill, electric bill, that sort of thing. And then she looked in the line. There were 17 people who were waiting to pay their bills. All of them, municipal bills. Like we have to pay the power and the water and all that stuff. She paid all their bills. Every single one of them. She said, here, walked up and down the line, give me your bill, give me your bill, give me your bill, give me your bill. $1,640 later, she'd taken care of all the people who had bills.
Wow.
They were paying to this town. All right, how's that for a deal?
That's cool.
Isn't that neat?
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. That is awesome.
I'd love
people
to have that job.
Pay my bills?
Awesome things at this time of year. They really do. All right, let's see here. Canada has introduced a Christmas tree that runs literally on Christmas spirits. Have you seen this?
I've seen this. This
check
is cool
this out,
too.
DougStefan.com. Mm-hmm. 3,000 lights, Richie, are powered by positive messages that are posted on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. How does that work? Anybody, how could we contribute to that and help? Because it's, you know, Facebook and Twitter, right?
So they're only posting positive.
It's by powered by the Christmas, the spirit of the season.
So
the
on
tree.
Twitter, you can, listen to me, Jennifer.
Excuse me.
So on Twitter, doing the thing that we hate. So
I know. Answering a question with so.
Yeah. You can put search parameters in, and you can search Christmas. You can search keywords, and then you can build a stream based on those keywords.
Yeah.
And then run filters so that it just runs those keywords.
Okay. So, but how would it work here? There is on the site, DougStefan.com, on the story site from today's show.
I guess there's
posted
some way creating the text in lights or something.
All right. Here's what they did. The Canadian Tire Company has started, sort of spearheaded this.
Canadian Tire Company.
Canadian Tire Company, right.
Got good tread, eh?
Yeah. Hey? So there was a study commissioned by Canadian Tire, and in that, 37% of Canadians do not mail cards. They decided they weren't going to mail cards. Rather, they're using online channels. 28% said that they share their Christmas spirit by posting messages on social networks. 16% sent e-cards, and 8% use Skype or iChat. The research also found that last year, more than 1.6 million social media messages were posted about the Christmas season. The Christmas spirit tree, they say, captures all real-time blog posts, tweets, public Facebook messages, and other online content containing specific Christmas keywords and transforms them into data that's then visualized via the lights on the tree.
Right.
Wow. That's a wow. The brightness and color of the lights will vary depending on the source of the message. So, for example, posts from Twitter and other social media represented as white lights on the tree. Messages from ChristmasSpiritTree.ca, which is Canada, or text messages are visualized as a spiral of blue lights moving up the tree accompanied by flashing strobe lights all over. Can you imagine the person that did that program, the computer program that has to read all of this stuff and then automatically make the lights work the way they do?
Sure.
That's pretty awesome. Isn't it?
Everybody has an idea.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so that's also at DougStefan.com. Here's another idea, Richie.
Okay.
The Secret Santa. I think that this has been, I think this has always been a story from Kansas, but apparently there are other Secret Santas. The story today at DougStefan.com about the Secret Santas going around giving $100 bills out in all over the state of Missouri, all over the state of Kansas. They have, the fellow who does it. I think we had this guy on the program last year. Larry Stewart, doesn't that ring a bell, that name? Do you remember? Did we find him, seems to me?
I can't remember.
I think he was on this program. So the entire story, it's been going on for 30 years. Not with the same guy, but every year there's somebody different. That's a Secret Santa. And the money comes from?
Oh, no, we didn't have this guy on last year because he died.
Oh. What, this guy started with Larry Stewart.
Terrible.
But
it's,
we had him on before he died.
We had him on before, yes.
We had him on before
yes.
he died. Yeah.
And he chose his own successor before he died.
All right, and then we had him on, I think.
No, we only had the first guy on.
Richie could play along and say, oh, yeah, I remember that. I have to say no.
I'm the one about the facts, remember?
Just the facts. Sir.
Let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Our poll today, see, they all agree with me.
It's a great
story.
It's
three,
I mean,
against one.
Here's a guy who's secretly anonymous.
Yeah, funding is the money. He doesn't cut. It isn't his money. He goes around and gets it from entities, other people who don't want it to be known who it is that's giving money to give to these people.
And then he just walked around and handed it out.
Yeah, he hands it out.
He would go to thrift shops and find people in thrift shops.
Yeah.
And he was able to choose somebody to take it over for him because he knew he wasn't going to be around anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Neat.
All right, let's see our poll today at DougStefan.com. What kind of Christmas cards are you sending this year? Speaking of cards, A, funny. B, religious. C, family pictures. D, I haven't sent my cards yet. Good luck, you're going to put them in the mail. E, I'll be sending e-cards sometime next week. F, I don't plan on sending any cards. Well, that's me. I'm F.
That's me, too.
F, Roberta. All right, Richie, why?
Yeah, we're sending cards.
I haven't sent cards in over 10 years.
No, I don't either.
Why?
I gave up the year that I was sending over 250 cards, and I said, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I used to send cards to everybody that sent me cards.
Why don't you send them to people that you like?
Yeah, why do you
send them to people that you
like? Because I don't like anybody.
Yeah, right.
What's that? I sent you a card,
Spirit
Roberta.
Of the season. There's Roberta. She's got it.
Yesterday. Like you.
I know. We love you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, she's all
I'm
about
not
going to
do
like
it anymore because you know what? Why should I be the idiot that still sends cards?
I wouldn't
cards
do it. You know what? I wouldn't send a card to Roberta.
Thank you.
You can send a card to me, but don't bother with Roberta.
And you all know you do this, okay?
Yeah.
When you get a card, you save the address, and you send a card back.
Back to them. Yeah.
When you stop getting a card from that person, they go off of your list.
Yeah. I never bump them off my list.
Really?
But I'm going to.
Yeah, I still get cards from people. They're really dumb.
Yeah, and you know what? Number one off your list is Roberta, Jennifer.
No kidding.
Roberta,
I even sent her like a
your
gift.
List. No, just get rid of it. Get rid of her.
Stupid. I'm done. I'm going to start being a jerk.
No,
you guys think I'm nice. I'm going to be a jerk.
You are incapable of being a jerk.
Oh, no. It's going to start.
Yeah.
You should have heard me like yesterday.
My New Year's resolution. I will be a jerk. This year.
Watch out.
Uh-oh.
Me and Jen went on the prowl.
Yesterday's severely distracted by Sofia Vergara. Sorry.
Very good for you. Yesterday's poll, which is your favorite contemporary Christmas movie versus the old-time movies? We've asked about that.
Oh, I know.
And what won yesterday was...
Christmas Vacation, baby.
Nope. Christmas Story.
Oh.
Huh.
24% said Christmas Story, although Richie, 21%. Number two was Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
14% said Scrooged. Elf got 11%, Roberta.
But It's a Wonderful Life. What
the Santa
there?
Claus got 6%. And then there were some others that got a total of 24%.
You left off mine.
Which is yours?
Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
I know, but you just said something. Why would we pay any attention to you at all when it comes to Christmas? Because you...
Love Mr. Magoo's Christmas
Well, we don't
Christmas
care,
Carol.
Though, because you're going to be a jerk with us for the rest of the season.
I don't care
what you
because
think.
I don't send a card? Because nobody likes me?
Right.
Because I'm telling you right now,
right.
If you sent me a card, I'd get on your bandwagon.
Yeah. Okay, so the
can
video
I send
of the
you
day.
A card?
Video of the day. Would you stop, please, so I can keep going? Video of
I'm
the
just
day.
I'm doing what you do, boss. Learn from you.
Yeah, but I'm the boss. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Diane Sawyer and ABC News presents some ideas on how you can have a Made in America Christmas. This was taken exactly from the story which I presented to you well over 2 weeks ago. All of those ideas that I had, do you remember? Anybody remember any of the ideas that I was? We were looking at all the stuff made in China that people are going to buy. Instead, find something that's made in America.
Yeah.
So Diane Sawyer, they sent out a crew to go to all the places with all the ideas that were in that story, and that's what they came up with in the video that you can see today posted at DougStephan.com. Some great ideas. I don't have to have ownership of that story. I'm sure I'm not the only one who talked about it. It's just a good premise, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Find things that you had. Do you remember what was on the list, Roberta? One thing from the list. Jennifer, you remember one thing from the list?
No. Oh,
great. I'm glad. Why do I bother doing this if you don't remember?
I'm sick.
Why, you're sick. You don't have a memory? Richie, you remember anything from that list?
Zero. Nothing.
My God, why am I doing this?
Although I can tell you all of the Kinects toys.
I do love those.
My son had a list of things that he wanted.
Give somebody a membership to a gym. Give somebody an oil change for your car.
I remember that.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. Car wash.
Yeah.
You said car wash.
Go to DougStephan.com and check out the video today. That'll reinforce what obviously the people associated with my program can't remember. And if you can't remember, then help yourself. There is a list also. I want to give this a little bit more time. But just as a reference point, we have a list posted at DougStephan.com. Andrea told us 5 things not to do with your trainer. We got a list of 12 things not to buy during the holidays. They'll be cheaper in January. That's why you don't buy them now. You see that list? There's a list. There's a whole list of that sort of
What's
thing.
What's on it, boss?
Items that you should not buy. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you. Go to the website.
Yeah, tell us a few.
Tell you a few.
Uh-huh.
All right. How many is a few?
Four.
Four things
that you ought not to be buying for Christmas. Okay. Give me a minute. All right. Before we get to Dr. Ken, I'll give you four things. All right. Stand by for that list here on Good Day.
Hold on a minute before we leave.
What?
You know what's made in America?
We're not leaving.
Slinky.
Slinkies are made in America?
Really?
Slinkies are made in America still.
Oh.
Buy someone a slinky this Christmas.
Buy that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There we go.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
There's the snap. It's a blitz. And Peter Contaldi of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, your girlfriend wants those 2-carat diamond stud earrings for Christmas. And time is running off the clock. Also, don't forget to clean the litter box. You made an agreement. And besides, it's not even her cat.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
This holiday season is all about less stress and fabulous results that will wow crowds. Ted Allen of the Food Network's top-rated show, Chopped, has more on how to make your holiday parties fun, tasty, and most of all, easy.
One of my favorite tips is to update holiday traditions so you can have more time to enjoy the party. Instead of a cookie exchange, try a Chex party mix change. More than 70 recipes can be made in the microwave in just 15 minutes, and they come out just as crunchy and flavorful as if they were made fresh from the oven. The concept is simple. Invite friends over and tell them to bring their favorite homemade Chex party mix, or have the ingredients on hand so everyone can have fun making various batches. Once the recipes are complete, place the treats in festive DIY packaging to send home with your guests.
For more information on Chex party mix changes, including 15-minute recipes, invitations, shopping lists, and DIY packaging ideas, visit Chex party mix change.
All right, so you wanted to know some of the things that you ought not to be buying in the stores, Roberta?
Yes.
The white sales in January. You don't buy sheets, you don't buy blankets, you don't buy towels. Let's see here. All of the linens always are discounted back in January. It started a long time ago, so don't do that. Suits, things, most of the clothing. Let's see here. Tools, that sort of thing. Prices are off by 25% after Christmas. All right, does that help you out a little bit? Find the rest of the list in the story from today's show, 12 Things Not to Buy During the Holidays, all prominently positioned in that Today's Show box or box says at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in 30 seconds.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. You want to cut chocolate cravings? Here's the man in the know.
This is out of the University of Exeter. Our friends from England, Doug, a short walk can cut the amount of chocolate and other snacks you eat while at work. You know, we often feel these snacks give us an energy boost or help us deal with the stress of our jobs. People often find it difficult to cut down on their daily treats, but by taking a short walk, you're able to decrease your intake by half.
Wow. All right. Apnea treatments that may reduce signs of heart disease risk.
New England Journal of Medicine this morning, Doug, along with helping people with obstructive sleep apnea get a better night's sleep, these machines that no one really likes helps keep the airway open during sleep, but they can also reduce the risk of factors of heart disease. After 3 months of this continuous positive airway pressure, they notice better control of blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol.
Also, probiotics are good for oral health. We've been talking about that for a long time. All these stories are updated on Dr. Ken's website, drkenshow.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
This is a movie from the 1960s. Chucker's got to have seen this, though. Chucker, come on. Don't disappoint. You've seen this movie, right?
Yeah, I have. I know of it.
Yeah. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Would you like to give us the plot line?
Not really, but yeah, I don't remember the exact plot line. But in the 60s, they made a lot of those weird sort of mixed genre gimmick movies, and that was one of them.
Yeah, it's a gimmick movie. Cute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, we're focused on movie music from movies for Christmas, so that's what we're doing between now and Christmas. Every time Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, we start with our movie music, and that was Hooray for Santa Claus.
We must be getting to the bottom of the Christmas movie music bucket.
I was thinking that, too. All right, let's get to our contest. This was a concept movie in and of itself, and when you listen to it, you recognize the voice, or a couple of voices actually in here, and then you'll figure out what the movie is, and you'll call for a Christmas present from us here at 800-510-8255. I think we get some EPs, some Christmas music on EPs. Extended play.
That's right.
So you got that.
And LPs.
Yeah. All right, so we have that for you. If you can identify this movie.
You can have my ticket.
These tickets are not transferable.
Right.
Ooh, I know this.
You know it. We all know it. Everybody knows this. 800-510-8255. You're going to get a present if you can identify this and you haven't won before in Movie Moments. Next clue.
Sometimes seeing is believing. And sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see.
All right, Chucker, you must have this, right?
I'm not 100% confident.
Really?
No,
I'm
not
really?
Either.
All right, last clue. Let's see what
it
works.
One thing about trains. It doesn't matter where they're going.
Come on.
But now he's deciding.
I've never even seen it. I know it.
Yeah. 800. That's not saying much.
I mean, you knew the voice.
Yeah, of course.
But
yeah,
just
understand. But it is a concept movie. I think this was the original of that kind of concept, too, wasn't it, Chucker?
I think, yeah. Well, that director sort of pioneered that concept, Robert Zemeckis.
All right. 800-510-8255. Chuck will be back in a moment with some movie news here on Good Day.
Find your book at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/17.
All right, Chucker, let's have some memorable movie news.
I don't know about memorable, but I give you the news. Warner Brothers evidently very confident that Sherlock Holmes 2 will be a big holiday hit, that they're already in the planning stages for a third installment, which will once again star actor Robert Downey Jr. He's got a nice life in Hollywood. Iron Man, Sherlock Holmes, and also one of the stars of the big comic book movie The Avengers next summer. His Christmas should be pretty good. The studio also has a pretty good working relationship with the director, Guy Ritchie, of Sherlock Holmes, as they just offered him the Man from U.N.C.L.E. big screen movie, which evidently will be offered as a starring vehicle for actor Bradley Cooper. Right before I went on the air, they announced the Golden Globe nominations. I just caught the nominations for Best Drama, which include The Help, The Descendants with George Clooney, Martin Scorsese's Hugo, The Eyes of March, another George Clooney movie, Moneyball, and Steven Spielberg's War Horse, which opens on Christmas Day. Touchstone Pictures has just unleashed a huge marketing campaign for War Horse, which is directed by Spielberg.
That looks like a wonderful
movie. It looks like a good movie.
It's incredible.
Family.
Yeah, I've seen
movie.
It.
You've seen it?
In an advanced screening. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
And she didn't pay either. You can be sure of that.
Right. Of course I didn't pay.
Let's see here.
Queen of Cheap.
Jody in New Mexico. What's the name of the movie?
Hi, it's The Polar Express.
It is The Polar Express with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yes.
Yes, ma'am. You're very enthusiastic, so we're going to see if we can fulfill your dream for a wonderful Christmas present from us.
Oh, that's terrific.
Aren't you sweet, Jody? Hold on a minute. It's 59 past on Good Day.